This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Sophia Sinclair, author of Cannibal and How to Say Babylon, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of October. I hope you enjoy today's offering, brought to you by the Academy of American Poets. This is Tracy Brimhall reading Obad on a Ghost Hunt. We prefer to do it with the lights on, the Victrola scratching, how long can it last, against the tremble of curtains. Patient, we learn the walls, their glossary of knocks, translating harlequin and dust. What we know lives here. Lonely bone star blossom of the spider plant, lost bee on the sill. The recorder's static alive and puckering. I tell you our future is the guttering candle in the basement birdcage. Prove it, you say, and I set both its shadows swaying. Our history, the attic window, how the unseen surprises the photograph. You ask, what is there to be afraid of? I ask the past to make itself known to me. We only have to make it through the night, so we close the doll's eyes. Danger midwifes the heart's spring. We are cabbage roses grooming the parlor air with unsexed pistols. I have this kiss and its sleepless itinerary. Your lip, pink logic and cushion. The door tests its lock, and I let you ruin each light orb and whisper with physics. If we're sure something is here, then we have to find out what it wants. A voice on the recorder, sweet as grave cake. Don't go. We can admit it wasn't the proof we came for. It was the question. About this poem. I rented a haunted house in Atchison, Kansas, and as you might expect, I couldn't sleep and stayed up writing. Somehow my hunger for a fluttering curtain or disembodied voice to kill my doubts about ghosts turned into a poem about the ways love also haunts. Both my desire to speak to the dead and to be loved by the living are born out of a hope with fear inside it. The poem circles back to its first question because there's never enough evidence to prove ghosts or love are real, no matter how much we want something to last.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new work by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.